Hi, mister. Like, you don't know me, but you probably recognize me. I saw you staring at me downstairs at the bar, and, well, it was getting me sort of hot. So, when you left the bar, I sort of followed you up here to your room. I know it's really silly of me to do, you being a stranger and everything, but, you know, when I start getting hot, I just can't help myself. So, can I come in? What? Prostitute? No, don't be silly. I just like sex. You don't even have to pay me. Can I come in? Goody. Oh, your room looks just like mine. And it's got a king-size bed, too. I love king-size beds. All that room to move around on. So, like, I saw you had a ring on. You're not married, are you? You aren't? Well, I don't care either way, but fucking a married man is so sexy. I'm really hot. I'm so excited you think so. I love dressing up in slutty outfits like this one. It makes the guys stare at me. And, well, I already told you how wet that gets me. I just can't help myself. I put on sexy clothes, wear hot red lipstick, and the guys just... Ugh. I should stop thinking about it. It's making me... So, did you, like, want to have sex? Because I saw you staring at me, and I thought, I bet he wants to have sex with me. I bet he's, like, totally getting hard in his pants over there. Come on. Were you? A little? Yay! I knew it. I totally knew it. When guys get hard-ons while looking at me, I just... Oh, God. It gets me so wet. It's like I can't help myself. Oh, look, look. You can see just how hard my nipples are through my shirt. No, no. No touching them. Not yet. Yeah, they are pretty big, aren't they? Like, when I was younger, I had these tiny little boobs, and I was so embarrassed by them. So then, like, I had this friend who said, you should have sex. It'll make them grow. So I started, you know, sucking guys' cocks and swallowing cum, and it totally worked. They started growing. So now that I'm an adult, they're the perfect size. Guys stare at them constantly. Guys like you. And they always want to grab them. But I always stop them before they do, because it's way more fun to play games first. What kind of game? Well, there's all sorts of games. Red light, green light, but my favorite game is Simon Says. My name isn't Simon, it's Honey. That's just the name of the game. But what you do in it is you have to follow my instructions when I say Simon Says. And if I don't say Simon Says, you don't do it. Fun part of it is if I try and trick you and you don't get tricked, I take off some of my clothes or do something sexy for you. And when I get all of my clothes off, you get to fuck me. But if you do get tricked, I put clothes back on or I make you do something to punish you. Ooh, and you can't come until I say. That's the most important rule. If you do, you lose the game. It's really fun. Wanna play? Aw, why not? It's a fun game. Besides, if you win, you might get to have sex with me. Actually, you might get to have sex with me if you lose, too. Come on. I saw you staring at me all night. I know you want to do it. Come on. Yay! I love playing Simon Says. All right. Let me put my purse on the table here. Now, sit on the bed. No, silly. We aren't playing yet. I guess you're right. Okay, I'll take off one shoe. And there, it's off. I think it's going to be hard to trick you. Simon says, sit on the bed. I like seeing you on the bed. It makes me think of sex. Okay. Simon says, stick out your tongue. Good. Simon says, touch your head. Not that head, silly. You're so bad. Simon says, rub your crotch. Look at that. You really are getting hard, huh? Rub it some more. Aw, I thought I could trick you. Okay, I'll take off the other shoe. And done. Okay, I'm going to lean in. And Simon says, kiss my boob. Hey, I said kiss, not nibble. You really are a bad boy. But, kiss it some more. Aw, you didn't get fooled again? You're too good at this game. What should I take off next? Oh, I know. I'll take off one stocking. You're staring at my legs. Do you like them? I wear fishnets because it makes guys stare at me. It makes me feel like a total slut. Oops, it's off. Are you ready to continue? Simon says, unzip your pants. Simon says, put your hand in your pants. Are you rubbing it in there? You are, you bad boy. Simon says, stand up and pull down your pants. Oh, wow. You're really bulging out of those boxers. Touch it for me. Oh, I can't trick you. Oh, I'm gonna take off the other stocking now. Oh, I love playing games. It's so much more fun to play games with guys. Sometimes guys get so into it, they don't even realize I'm tricking them. Okay, Simon says, put your hand on your cock. I really want to see your cock. It's not fair that it's still hiding. Simon says, start stroking your cock. I want you to get a nice firm grip through your boxers and start sliding your hand up and down. Yeah, like that. You really follow instructions well. Okay, Simon says, look at my tits. Yay! Now, I'm going to turn around. And Simon says, look at my ass. You're going a little faster, aren't you? Do you like my ass? Are you imagining me all bent over the bed? You are such a bad boy. Simon says, slap your thigh with your hand. Hard. There. See? Bad boys need to be punished for staring too much. You do like to stare, don't you? But I bet you like to touch even more. Come on, baby. I'll just move back a little and touch my ass. Ooh! I didn't say Simon Says. I tricked you. You have to be punished again. Simon says, remove your boxers. Ooh, well, you have a nice cock. I get so wet when I see cocks. I'm such a nympho. Simon says, slap your cock. No, I told you you had to be punished for getting checked. Do it. Yay. All right. Simon says, spit on your hand. Simon says, wrap your hand around your cock. Now stroke it. Oh, you didn't get tricked that time. All right. What should I do next? Oh, I know. I'll tell you about the one time I met this guy. He was married like you. Oh, I'm so silly. You told me you weren't married. Okay. Well, he was totally into bimbos like me. He made me play with toys for like an hour straight. I had them in all of my holes. I had one in my ass, my pussy, and his cock in my mouth. And Simon says, play with the head of your cock. Good. And he like kept playing with my tits and thrusting the toys in and out of me. Oh, and he kept calling me such awful names like bimbo and slut and whore and the brainless nympho. Oh, and it only made me hotter and hotter, and I just couldn't help it. Oh, I started coming and coming with this cock in my mouth. It sounded like he loved fucking me like a bimbo. Simon says, hold out your hand. Tell me, do you want me to suck on your fingers? I didn't say Simon says. You have to be punished again. Simon says, slap your balls. Aww, but if you don't do it, you'll break the game. Yay. Aw, did that hurt? I'm sorry. Simon says, start sliding your hand up and down your cock again. Simon says, play with the head of it with your thumb. I love watching a guy jerk off. There's something about how his hand moves up and down the shaft and how hard he gets. The big head bulging with each stroke. Did you like my story? I'm glad. I came so much. I love being full of cocks and toys, but you know what I really like? I especially love giving blowjobs. Simon says, tell me, do you like blowjobs? Of course you do. Can you imagine my big red lips kissing the tip of your cock, then wrapping around the head and sliding deeper and deeper and deeper until it's in my throat? Oh, God. I love cocks in my mouth. Tell me, should I do it to you? I didn't see Simon Says. You got tricked again. Uh-oh. Simon Says, stand up. Simon Says, turn around. Simon Says, keep stroking that cock. It's time for your spanking. Oh, you really are a bad, bad married boy for breaking the rules. I know you're not married, but you're wearing a ring. Besides, I think it's so sexy to spank married guys. It gets me so fucking hot. Come on. Simon says, tell me if you're really married or not. I knew it. I caught me a married guy. Simon says, lay down on the bed. I am so fucking hot. I want to get out of all of these clothes and just fuck your brains out. But first, tell me, are you cheating on your wife? Aw, I couldn't trick you. You're too good at this. I think you deserve your reward. Let me just get my purse off the table. I have condoms in there. Aw, don't get too excited. Fucking me isn't your reward. No, I'm going to tell you another story about myself first. Is it sexy? Well, it might be sexy. You see, when I was in school, I worked really hard. I worked so hard that I won awards. And then, when I got out of school, I went to college and graduated cum laude. Then I became a cop. And then I quit. I was totally not a slut. But I learned that if a guy thinks he's going to get pussy from a dumb bimbo like me, he'll do anything. So, when I get hired by a guy's wife to make sure he's not cheating on her, it's usually pretty easy to tell. I hope you don't mind that I took pictures of you with my phone. Tricked you. Aw, don't be like that. Stay on the bed. I happen to have a gun in this purse, along with a video camera that has been recording this entire exchange. Why, yes, you have been set up.
My name isn't Honey, obviously, but that was too good not to use. It's not like I didn't give you ample clues. Your wife sends her regards, by the way. She now has proof that you've been breaking the prenup. I can just imagine that means she's going to take you to the cleaners in the divorce. Bitch, is that the best you can come up with? Might have called me a bimbo wannabe. I wasn't lying when I said that playing games made me hot. Now, I'm going to back out of this room. My husband's waiting for me back at the hotel. I'm sure you understand. As I told you before, he loves fucking his bimbo.
Sorry that you didn't get to come, but now you get to play a new game. Divorce court says. See you later, mister.